This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our next guest is not only a longtime sharpshooter in the NBA in his 20-year career, but is part of Suns TV on Bally Sports Arizona. Eddie Johnson joining us now here on After Hours. So a really exciting game, a finish in overtime, Eddie. How big is this win for Phoenix against the top team in the league, the Utah Jazz?
Yeah, Amy, it's huge. I mean, you think about it. I mean, this team has not been in the playoffs in over a decade. It's been a lot of struggles. They got a nice, I think, glimpse of what it could be last year in the bubble. And they came into this season, obviously, with the addition of Chris Paul, Jay Crowder, that they were going to be a team to reckon with. And they've been. I mean, they're sitting with the second-best record right now in the league, best record on the road. No one thought that when it came to the Phoenix Suns. And lo and behold, they beat the team with the best record tonight. So it's a lot to feel good about.
Donovan Mitchell has one of those incredible performances, 41 points. You know he's going to rise to the occasion, but the Suns did the same. Devin Booker and, of course, Chris Paul, DeAndre Ayton. So how did they survive this onslaught in the second half when Utah took that Phoenix double-figure lead away and forced this into overtime?
Well, again, I think they proved that right throughout the course of the game, in that when Utah made their run, the Suns were able to answer them. Normally, a Utah team or a very good team will use that run to really take your heart a little bit and build on it. But the Suns did not allow that to happen, and that just says a lot about where they are as a team right now and their focus and their desire to win. And this is what I've seen all year long with this ball club. They are relentless. And anyway, they did it on the defensive end. I know a lot of times people talk about, you know, that they won the game. But realistically, they did it on the defensive end. They held Utah to 113 points in a time when Utah basically, if you know, averages 116 points
right.
a game. So, you know, what the Suns have done here has been simply fantastic. And it's just great to see.
Specifically in that first half, only giving up 40 points total to Utah, and then in the overtime, just 11. We're speaking with Eddie Johnson, fresh off the TV broadcast of this great game between two of the top teams in the NBA and a victory for the Suns in overtime. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. When Chris Paul got the trade and landed in Phoenix, did you have any qualms at all about him being able to play at a high level continually, even into his mid-30s?
Well, I mean, of course. I mean, he's had his issues, obviously. And so you kind of worry about that and wonder if he's going to be able to really work his way through and persevere. And lo and behold, that's what he's done. You know, he has really been great for this ball club. And he's been on the court. You know, he's been on the court consistently. So it has not been a surprise at what he can do when he's on the court. I think for us, it's how durable he's been up until this point.
There was a timeout in overtime when the camera was on him in the huddle, and he's the one talking, and everybody's listening to him, but he was the focal point as he was speaking. How has his leadership, his veteran presence, that experience been a help to this Suns team?
So it's been huge. I mean, they're listening to him. And look, this is what we do know now, right? I mean, Chris Paul struggled a little bit in L.A. because he had a young DeAndre Jordan and, you know, and Blake Griffin. And, you know, they were stars, too. And so at one point in time, DeAndre Jordan was looked at as the top center in the game and Blake Griffin one of the top forwards. And so, you know, it was a lot of pushback. And then when he went to Houston, he got pushback from James Harden. But in Oklahoma City last year, he didn't get pushback. Young guys listened to him. And lo and behold, they were one of the most exciting teams last year in the league. And then he comes to Phoenix, and he does the same thing because these guys listen to him. So I think Chris Paul knows the environment he needs to be in to be able to be himself. And right now, he's got this team playing at an insane level.
His approach can kind of rub on guys who are veterans, who are older, who don't necessarily want him in their faces.
Yeah, but then they don't want to learn and win. I mean, that's what I would say. You know, for me, if it wasn't for veterans in my life when I got in the league, I would have failed. So if those guys don't want to listen to a guy that will go down as one of the smartest players to ever play the game, if they don't want to listen to him, then shame on them. That's what I would say. Because he's proven that he can help you win ball games. And so you want to get better. You want to win. And I think Chris Paul right now epitomizes the art of winning. And the Phoenix Suns definitely can attest to that.
Eddie, it's interesting to think about where the Suns were 2 years ago when they had a total 19 wins. And so Chris Paul is a part of it now. But otherwise, how have you seen them kind of rise from the ashes?
Well, again, I think it's obviously, you know, you got Devin Booker, who is a tremendous player and a guy that is worthy of, obviously, MVP votes along with Chris Paul. You got the number one pick in DeAndre, okay, throw in Chris Paul. And then you got some really surprised guys that went the full gamut in college, and Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson. You pick up a Jay Crowder. You pick up a campaign who was a highly thought of player when he came out and had his struggles in Oklahoma City, went off to Europe, came back, and now he's playing a big role. Dario Saric, who really was almost rookie of the year a few years ago in Philadelphia. So it just goes to show you the kind of guys that they have on this team. And they're all professional. They all just have a purpose. They don't go about what they're going to get individually. They think about the team. And you have to give credit to Monty Williams for the job that he's done. I mean, he has been tremendous. Right now, I think it's a crapshoot between he and Quinn Snyder with Tom Thibodeau outside chance for coach of the year. But if I had to vote on it, I would give it to Monty because he's had to make the tougher track to get to where he is today, more than Quinn Snyder.
The Western Conference is a beast, and we know the defending champs even have slipped to fifth in the standings because they're playing without LeBron and without Anthony Davis. So we can put them aside for a second. We know they'll be a force in the postseason when they're healthy. But Utah and Phoenix at the top. The Suns have to turn around and play the Clippers next. Mm-hmm. The Clippers are in that third place spot. The Nuggets have won seven in a row. We know even the Grizzlies, so right now sitting in that number eight spot, they're a team that's above 500 and that's won four straight. How would you describe the Western Conference right now, Eddie?
Well, it's tough. It's tough. I think everybody knew coming down the stretch it was going to be tough. I think everybody knew that it would start to condense when LeBron and AD went down. Teams will try to take advantage of it. And I think right now, Amy, be honest with you, I think teams are jockeying for a situation where they don't have to face the Lakers in the first two rounds. And if you're the Suns and you get the number two seed and number one seed, it would be crazy if they had to face the Lakers in the first round. But that's what's going to happen probably if AD and LeBron don't come back too soon. But, again, you know, this was a goal to win the conference, and right now they're close.
How do you like the format that they've kind of used or they're going to use again this season with a 7-10 play-in tournament, quote-unquote?
Well, I mean, I like it. I mean, I think it forces teams to give them a chance, and it forces teams to play. And is it unfair? You know, you can argue that, too. If you're the seventh seed and you go 72 games and you prove yourself and yet you got to play a play-in, I get it. But I think in these times when the league ratings, you know, is being worked on and everything is good, that, you know, fans get an opportunity to see desperate teams, you know, get into the playoffs before the main playoffs start. So I think it's going to work itself out fine. I liked it last year, and so it's going to be very exciting this year as well.
How's that new arena in Phoenix? I can't wait till it's full of fans, though. It's sure good to hear some fans tonight.
Yeah, it's a beautiful arena. It truly is. Robert Sarver did a tremendous job in actually turning this arena into a brand new arena, because that's exactly what it is. They have a tremendous practice facility as well. And that plays into winning. You know, when you have a great environment for your players,
mm-hmm.
Players appreciate it. And so I think the Suns players really appreciate the fact that fans are in the stands now. You know, this place looked half full tonight, and and they were definitely in the game.
Does it matter when it comes to free agents, the facilities, and whether or not they're newer and they have all kind of the bells and whistles?
Without a doubt. You spend most of your time in these facilities. So you would rather, you know, it's almost like living in a house. You want your house to look nice. So, yeah, I mean, you know, for me, I mean, I don't even know what that feels like. I mean, when I grew up in the game, I was in, like, YMCAs practicing, you know? So
yes.
Nothing against the YMCA, but it just gives you an example where we used to practice that. So, no, these guys have it great. They have great environments, and you know, I think it's very conducive to winning.
Eddie Johnson played in the 80s and in the 90s in the NBA, and he's with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. If you don't mind, I'd love to get your thoughts on the Brooklyn Nets, because it wasn't that long ago that the Suns had a tight game against Brooklyn. So you've seen them. And I know the three stars they brought in haven't had a chance to play together much. So now KD is back, but Harden is out. But what do you think of that team, the way they put it together?
Well, I think they're in a rush to get those guys all back, because talent-wise on paper, they're devastating. Okay, when you add Blake Griffin, LaMarcus Aldridge to play a role for you, along with James Harden, Kyrie, and KD, that's a really imposing team. But we've seen it before, Amy. We saw the Miami Heat with Dwayne Wade, LeBron, and Chris Bosh. They lost the first year. You remember, we saw some great Portland teams back in the past, Clyde Drexler and Jerome Kersey and Kevin Duckworth and Buck Williams. I mean, talent don't win titles. You know, unity does. It was unfortunate for Portland back in the day because they had to deal with the Bulls, and that's the only reason they didn't win one. And I just say that, you know, Philly is looking really good.
Yes.
And they're a team. Milwaukee is under the radar, and I think they're enjoying it. And it's not going to be a cakewalk for Brooklyn. And if they don't get more time together with those guys on the court, I could see in a playoff situation where those guys don't execute as well as other teams. And that's what it's all about. So they are in a rush to really get these guys back on the floor as a unit, because right now it's like an AAU team. That's how I look at it.
You know, it's not as though there weren't teams that accumulated talent. As you mentioned, there were some super teams, even talking about the Bulls and the number of great players. They had the Celtics going back to the 80s. But what's different about this version of the NBA, or the current version, is that everyone wants to play with his BFF. So you have guys who they kind of want to form up together, and they come up with these ideas in the offseason or when they have an opportunity. How do you like that trend where guys kind of seem to congregate together where they want to play?
Amy, I'll be a hypocrite, though, if I said, you know, that's bad in a sense, because we never had the chance to even attempt anything like that, because we didn't have free agent movement like these guys.
Right.
So would I had liked to play with my good friend Isaiah Thomas and Mark Aguirre? Yes. Would I have liked to go to L.A. and play with my good friend Magic? Yes. Okay. I mean, I would have enjoyed it. I mean, I enjoy playing one of my best friends in the world, Mike Woodson, who, by the way, is new head coach in Indiana, Hoosiers. I mean, those are friends. So, of course, I would want to play with them on a basketball court. So I can't be a hypocrite. I mean, these guys are able to move freely. They're able to command things that we could never command. And more power to them. I just hope that, you know, people just understand that Larry Bird probably would have left if they weren't winning in Boston, just to let you know. Michael Jordan probably would have left if he kept going and not winning titles in Chicago. But people want to always say, oh, they didn't ever leave, and they stayed. They only stayed because they were playing with Hall of Famers.
Mm.
Let's just put it where it is. I mean, so we don't know what they would have done if they were put to the test. And so I try not to really rip these guys too much. The only thing that I will say, and this is when I was hard on Kevin Durant, is I don't like when they join a ready-made winner when you are all-time great. Now, I don't like that. Like, LeBron made it. They made up a team in Miami, okay? And they got beat the first year. So they weren't as good as everybody thought they were, even them. But it wasn't a ready-made champion like KD joined in Golden State. And that's why I was so happy that he left to go to Brooklyn. But now all of a sudden they got five guys in Brooklyn.
Right. Blake Griffin, LaMarcus Aldridge, Kyrie Irving, James Harden, and Kevin Durant. It's crazy, isn't it? So, all right, before I let you go, are you serious about this Devin Booker and Chris Paul co-MVPs?
You know, I just threw it out there because, you know, people was arguing the Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert dynamic, right? You got people that's saying that Rudy Gobert is the best player on their team. People arguing that Donovan Mitchell is. And so I threw it out there. I'm like, okay, well, if that's the case, and if the Phoenix Suns beat Utah in the season series, which they have now, they only got one left, Suns have won two. And if they catch him for the best record, then – okay, is Chris Paul and Devin Booker co-MVPs? I mean, you know, you can't have it both ways, okay? You can't be saying that Donovan Mitchell is MVP worthy and Gobert, and if the Suns catch them with the best record, then you ignore Chris Paul and Devin Booker. I mean, if the Denver Nuggets don't move up in the standings and they're hovering around the fourth or fifth seed, even though Jokic has been unbelievable, do you overlook Devin Booker and Chris Paul, who have the best record in the league if they catch Utah? So that's my point, and that's why I put the tweet out there. It's like to make people think. You know, mm-hmm. you can't change the dynamic. If you're gonna have a dynamic, then keep the dynamic. It was once thought of that Devin Booker will never make an all-star team if he doesn't start winning. Well, he started winning this year, and he still didn't make it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, he had to come on as an alternate. So I'm just tired of that. You know, people want to create the situation that they want because they don't want to believe. But Devin Booker's a real deal.
Yeah.
And Chris Paul has elevated him and this team to insane levels.
Mm. So good to talk hoops with Eddie Johnson, who played 1,200 games in his own NBA career. Now you can see him on Suns TV and hear him on Sirius XM NBA Radio. And then on Twitter at JumpShot8. Eddie, I love it when we get a chance to catch up, especially after a big victory like this one for the Suns. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes.
Always, Amy. Take care of yourself.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.